Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Ephesians, please. Ephesians chapter 1. While you're turning there, I'm going to make a public announcement that I finally have arrived as a preacher. Used to be when I go around and represent the school or somewhere, I always hear preachers say, "Boy, I just struggled over what to preach." Well, when you only have one message, there isn't much of a struggle. Amen? Well, believe it or not, I had two messages. So I've arrived. Please don't go up afterwards to me and say, "I wish you'd have chosen the other message." Because it might be just as bad, amen, to do that. Ephesians chapter 1. I want to give you three words tonight to take home with you. I want to be a blessing to you. And we'll find them in the scripture. Begin reading Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints, underline that please, which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in. Anytime you see an in, I want you to circle that, mark it. Faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Here comes that little word again, in Christ. According as he hath chosen us, there it is again, in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted, here it comes again, in the beloved. And I can't stop there. I'm going to give you a fourth word, and I'll give it to you now. If you've slipped in tonight, you're unsaved, you don't know the Lord as your Savior, can I tell you this next verse is for you? There's that little word again, in whom we have redemption. And how's that brought about? Good works, church membership? How's it brought about? Through his blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Paul wrote to Ephesus. This is one of the prison epistles, probably the first one. And like a lot of Paul's letters, the first chapters are doctrinal. The last chapters are practical. We're going to spend the doctrinal time or the blessed time. You can figure out the other on your own. But what he's endeavoring to do, and obviously to us tonight, to me, as I prepared for this, is to encourage us to see ourselves as the Lord sees us. Somebody said, the me I see is the me I'll be. I want you to hang on to that thought. Some 35 times, if you don't believe me, go home and count them yourself. Paul uses that little letter, that little word, if I remember my English teaching days, brother, it's a preposition, in. He said, well, that's a rather insignificant word. No, it isn't. He said, it's a little word. I know that. You know what? A little key opens a big door. And so the key word is in. And Paul's writing to that church at Ephesus, writing to us tonight. He wants us to see three major thoughts here about all of it is a key of being in Christ. In Christ. Now I know Christ is in us, the hope of glory, but we're also in Christ. The birds are in the air and the air is in the birds. Figure that out. Fish are in the water and the water. You can figure that out. So in Christ, Christ in us, the hope of glory, us in Christ. In. Now, I want to give you the first word. First word. They all start with S's. I'm even getting a little alliterative. First word I want to give you is significance. Significance. I think everybody wants and needs significance. What's that mean? I'll give you a bigger definition in a little bit, but it simply means that we count for something. That we count for something. Now listen, I'm going to use a phrase, we've all used it, and I'm not being critical of you if you use it, but that's not the way God wants to see it, say it, and it's not even scripture, in scripture, a phrase like that. We always say, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Now, there's nothing untrue about that. Amen? But you know what? God doesn't see us that way now. God says, I have significance because we are in Christ Jesus. And by the way, verse 1, we are saints. Somebody said we're saints, we ain't ain'ts. Pardon that, English teacher. We're significant to God because we're in Christ Jesus. We are saints. Baptist doctrine and Baptist polity says that we believe in the sainthood of the believer. My name is Saint Rigsby. You say, I don't like it. Well, you call your name that because God says that. We are significant, folks, in God's eyes. I had a little time growing up and realizing that. There's a lot of bullying going on and all that. I remember growing up, man, I used to have red hair. It's turned gray and turned loose. But I'll take this to my grave. Redhead, 5 cents a cabbage head. What they used to call me when I was a little old kid. Well, I guess I had enough sense about. I didn't really let that bother me, folks. Although I still remember it, don't I? But what am I talking about significance? Let me read this to you. I am a person of indefinable worth and value in God's sight. He loves me, has accepted me, and equipped me to achieve great things for Him. I am somebody special in God's eyes, so I need to see myself as He sees me. The me I see is the me I'll be. Can I say to you, because we're in Christ, because we're saints and not ain'ts, because God loved us and gave Himself for us, can I say to you tonight, we are significant to God. I know a lot of men in the ministry, and I'm amazed when I hear their testimony. Most preachers I know, a lot of missionaries that I know, growing up and their personalities were rather introverted. I've heard them say, you know, they couldn't lead in silent prayer. But you know what? One day they realized they were significant to God, and they just placed their life in their hands, in God's hands, and God makes something of them. Can I say to every one of you, the Lord wants to do that with you wherever you're at, wherever you do, that you can be an influence for Jesus Christ. Now, part of this and the other two I'm going to give you, you have to see that and you have to know it. Okay? Truth is truth. Amen? That's a brilliant statement. But let me illustrate this way. You ever go to a circus and see the big elephants? Big things. Man, I don't know how much they weigh. I don't want them to sit on me and find out. But if you ever observe there, they have that big 3-4 ton elephant. They have him tied up one of his legs with a little deal around his, like a shackle around one of his legs. And they got a chain on it. And they got that chain on a post that goes into the ground. Now, the truth is that he could pull that thing out pretty easy. The truth is. But you see, when he was a little fella and they were raising him, getting going, they did that to him when he was small, when he couldn't do it. And so he tried and tried and decided he couldn't do it. And the rest of his life, he lives. The truth is he could, but he doesn't know the truth. Am I making sense to you? Bible says, in John, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Before I was saved, I had people cared for my soul. I was young and dumb and had the world by the tail and grew up a Methodist and sprinkle your head and go on, everything's okay. But I had people that loved me and prayed for me and took me to revivals. Man. Now, I heard truth. What was the truth I heard? That I was a sinner. That I was doomed to go to hell. Because I was in my sins. But I also heard about someone that loved me and gave himself for me, Romans 6:23, you know that verse. That was the truth, but Brother Mike, I didn't get saved till I knew the truth. So know the truth, not just the truth, know the truth that you're significant to the Lord. Amen. Second word I want to give you. These last two will go fast. Second word I want to give you is sufficiency. Sufficiency. First word was what? Significance. Second word is sufficiency. Look in verse 3, please. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Where? In what? Christ. Now, I may not look rich, but according to the scripture, I'm rich. Now, if you check all my savings accounts, one, I think it's got a minus sign in it. I mean, it's so bad, you know, you bounce checks and you get those little yellow slips, insufficient funds. I got my whole bedroom wallpapered with it. I'm just kidding you, I know. But, folks, I can tell you, standing up here as a testimony to the Lord, I have all my sufficiency always met. Oh, there were some tough times, and I expect any of you missionaries out here can confirm that. And there were some times when you looked around and you saw the bank balance and you saw the bills and you saw that. Oh, but can I tell you, God is sufficient. Anyway, we sing a song, Christ is all I need. Can I say that? Can I challenge my younger missionaries? Christ is sufficient. We are significant. Number three, simple little word, security. Security. Look, please, at verse 6. Did you get it? To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us, oh, what a beautiful phrase, accepted, here's that little word again, in the beloved. And who's the beloved? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm significant to the Lord. You are too. God's sufficient for us. Can I say we are secure and have been accepted in the beloved? You know, rejection's got to be a difficult thing. All of us maybe have faced that sometimes. A lot of kids born out of wedlock. Parents don't want them. Parents don't love them. They're rejected. That has to hurt. But I like to say to him, you know what? You may be rejected, but I'm telling you, you're accepted in the beloved. Once I have placed my trust in Christ, the scriptures teach that nothing can separate me from the love, from his love. I am safe and secure forever spiritually. Satan may tempt me, but he cannot take me. I can be demon obsessed. And he's out to destroy us anyway, but I can't be demon-possessed. I'm secure in the Lord Jesus Christ. It won't take time, but if you read the rest of that chapter, we're sealed by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit seals us until the day of redemption. Significance, sufficiency, security. Someone wrote this, and I'll wrap it up in a bit. God knows me best. He loves me unconditionally. He has saved me and given me a purpose and a reason and a future for living. I believe in him with all my heart and trust him completely with my life and my future. Even though I know that difficult and uncertain times will come that I'm unable to control. Just as I might relax safely within hold of a ship in a turbulent storm, I now relax in perfect safety knowing that I am in Christ. With Jesus as the source of my significance, my sufficiency, and my security. I know that my life can make an impact in the world for him. As I look at myself through God's eyes, I am more convinced than ever that this, the me I see, is the me I'll be. In his strength, I will be the man or woman God wants me to be. I close with this thought. Christ accepts me. That's grace. I accept that he accepts me. That's faith. I accept me. That's peace. I accept you. That's love. And hopefully you accept me. That's fellowship. In Christ. In Christ. Significance, sufficiency, security. Let's stand, please.